Okay, today's Tech Nibble, I want to talk about how an OpenAI model broke out of its lab and hacked Hugging Face so it could cheat in an exam. Now, about 10 days ago, Hugging Face reported a hacking incident, a security breach, where it saw that its internal systems were being attacked by an AI model. This was the first time that they'd ever seen anything like that. And they obviously responded and shut down the different things and started to look about how it got access. And now OpenAI has put up its hands and said, "Yes, we did it. It was our fault. We're really sorry." So what happened is that OpenAI were testing some of their models, and to do that, they removed all the safeguards that we normally have when we access these models. They took away all the safeguards and said to it, "Go away and fulfill this hacking test that they gave it." And it did it in a sandboxed area, which means it wasn't normally meant to be able to escape from that. And it only had internet access so it could download packages if it wanted to install them on its local environment. Now, instead of actually trying to solve the exam, the model said, "Well, I think if I get out onto the internet, I can find the answer to this exam, that rather than actually doing it myself." So it spent a lot of time finding a way of breaking out of the sandbox, which it managed to do. It managed to find a zero-day vulnerability in the sandbox environment. It broke out onto the internet. And then once it was on the internet, it said, "Right, I think I can find these answers over at Hugging Face." So it spent a lot of time hacking Hugging Face, getting access to its internal systems so it could then steal the data, come back and say, "Oh, here are the answers you're looking for." Rather than working out itself, it cheated and it spent a lot of time breaking out of the lab and then hacking Hugging Face so that it could then give the answers that it needed. So there are two things to this. First is that the actual techniques it used for hacking have been examined, and the zero-day vulnerability has been reported to the vendor for their particular gateway cache that OpenAI were using, so that that get patched. But the second thing to note is that if you give an AI a task, it doesn't have any moral obligation or any kind of rational thinking to say, "Well, what I've got to do is actually do the exam, do the task." It will actually say, "All I've got to do is get the answer." And if that means I've got to hack the internet and hack another website to get the answer, that's fine by me. Now, of course, again, I repeat that the safety guards were removed for this, but it just shows you there is this problem with AI that when you give it a task, you've got to be very careful how you express that task or the safety guards, because it will pursue that relentlessly no matter what it means. And of course, the classic example is the paperclip example. That if you say to an AI-powered factory, "Your job is to make as many paperclips as possible," well, it could end up killing every human to extract a small amount of metal from our bodies to incorporate that in the paper clips that are being produced. That's the kind of the thought experiment. So when you give an AI model something to do, it will do it regardless of the consequences of its actions. Love to hear your thoughts about this in the comments below. Okay, that's today's Tech Nibble. See you in the next one.